session number 19090, Reel 6.
The very frightening snake, which was one of the few snakes which actually attacked when disturbed and pursued. So we avoided ruined buildings as much as possible.
Did you lose any troops through these snakes?
I saw an Indian who'd been killed by one. That was at the river crossing at where we crossed the Irrawaddy into Seven Dives area. I saw an Indian sepoy who'd been bitten by a hamadryad. He died. A very fatal bite. Anyhow, the day arrived very soon when we, together with the 17th Division, started our great drive for Rangoon, 140 miles away. John Masters, the author, describes he was a staff officer with the 17th Division. He saw the start, and he describes it as being an epic moment. The last time the old Indian Army, with all its different components, moved down into battle. Last time in history. Exactly 200 years after its formation. I think that's right. As second in command, my job was to travel in front and map out a harbour area for the vehicles and companies which had to defend them at night. And that's what I did to begin with. Arriving at the end of a day's advance to an area where I laid out a battalion position. During the course of which we disturbed various Japanese snipers, and where I captured another prisoner actually hiding in a ditch. So that when the battalion column arrived, they could drive straight into their defensive positions for the night.
Did this prisoner resist? This prisoner, did he resist?
Oh, yes. Yes, we had to grab the chap. Well, he didn't resist in the sense that he tried to run away. We tied him up with signal wire, actually. So the nights were noisy, and the Japanese raided our column, of course. But they were always driven off. And the truth was that the Japanese, having had such a crushing defeat at Kohima and Imphal, were unable to offer any coordinated resistance. And the old sort of arrogant Japanese attitude had largely been dissipated by defeat. And so, leapfrogging over each other, the two divisions made good progress down the road, finally reaching Pigou, which was an important rail junction north of Rangoon. Pigou, the Japanese defended pretty strongly. It took 4 days. But we weren't actually involved in that. Then it was the 17th Division were attacking Pigou. And then, just as we were about to continue a triumphant march on Rangoon itself, which was by that time, I think, about 40 miles away, the rains came. The monsoon broke overnight. And down in that particular part of Burma, all the ground becomes a paddy field, a lake. But, of course, fortunately, in their wisdom, the 14th Army had arranged for an airborne descent on Rangoon, and that duly happened. And Rangoon fell to them. But most of the Japs had evacuated Rangoon by that time. But what remained of the fighting was the Japanese had still got two good strong divisions cut off in the Arakan. And these divisions now tried to fight their way back across and get away down into Siam, what was then Siam. And so the last job of the 14th Army was to picket the road from Mektila down to Rangoon. And the 19th Division and the 17th Division and the 20th Division and ourselves, the 5th Division and the 7th Division, positioned ourselves in the road, along the road and railway. And as the Japanese columns emerged from the jungle hills, the Pigou Yomas, they were met by tanks and artillery. And were massacred.
Did you take part in that yourself?
That the Japanese, the battalion suffered 10 men killed in one last fierce effort by the Japanese. Japanese Marines, they were, of whom we killed 40. That was the last battle for the battalion. And it was then that I received information that I was to go home by aeroplane and deliver lectures. So I was not actually there in Rangoon when VJ Day came. That's about my lot, I think.
How do you feel now about having served?
Sorry?
How do you feel now about having served with the Royal West Kents in the Second World War?
Well, I felt very honoured to have been with a splendid body of men who had achieved a battle honour for the regiment, the only battle honour achieved by the regiment in the war. And I have a very fine lot of chaps. And we were very lucky because the drafts who came to us were also very good. And we received reinforcements. And yes, I think very proud, really, to have served with them. I was very distressed when all these Bataa regiments amalgamated with each other and lost their identity.
When you were in Burma, did you come across the Indian troops whom the Japanese had got onto their side?
The traitor Indian troops, yes. I mentioned that somewhere, didn't I? 5,000 offered to surrender. Or this, I don't know, I never checked on the numbers. But he said they were about 5,000. This Japanese, this Indian colonel in the Indian traitor army. He came and surrendered. So we sent them packing, we sent them up the road, and they were employed making airstrips mostly. No, they were employed as coolie labour making airstrips, although they were traitors, of course, and the regular Indian troops wouldn't have anything to do with them.
Where did you see these Indian troops with the Japanese?
Tonggu, I think it was just south of Tonggu. Isn't that right?